You're listening to the Displaying Grace podcast, where we equip and encourage women to thrive in their walk with Jesus every day. We're your hosts, Michelle and Jessica. So grab your coffee and your Bible and let's follow him together. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Displaying Grace podcast. Today, we're sort of having our end of the month. What are we calling this? Our coffee chat.
Conversations.
Even though I don't have any coffee in my hands.
I don't either. I was just getting ready to say that. I didn't make my cup of coffee before we started.
I've totally maxed out my coffees for the coffee drinking for the day. I need to tell you this. I need to pick on myself for just a second. So I don't know like what's happening with me mentally. But I keep forgetting to put a coffee mug underneath the coffee maker.
I don't understand
like why I keep doing that. My husband this morning, he was sitting there. He was like, babe. I'm like, just put a coffee mug under there. It'll be fine. I'll clean it up. I don't know what's happening to me.
That is so funny. You're in a rush.
Yeah.
Are you in a rush in the morning?
No, I don't think so. I don't know what was happening. Oh, he said that I started making the coffee and then we started talking. And so I guess I was distracted.
Yeah, you got sidetracked.
I don't know, but it's happened a lot lately. I don't know if all of this coronavirus stuff is just literally starting to rob me of my brain cells, but I keep forgetting to put the coffee cup underneath the
coffee
maker.
Listen, you can't waste coffee. No, there is no wasting of coffee. That's like when you're pregnant and nursing and people are like, don't spill the breast milk. it's like liquid gold. Now coffee is liquid gold.
I may or may not lick the paper towel when I clean it up. You know, it's fine.
Just squeeze it back into the cup.
It's fine here. We'll just squeeze it in there and it all will be well.
That's so gross.
It really is so gross. I promise I don't lick the paper towel.
We're just kidding.
I'm just kidding. I promise I don't lick the paper towel. Oh man. So we were on the phone sort of discussing kind of where we are with, I guess, life. And it was sort of funny how we were talking about our priorities and things that are going on. And I think we're all sort of coming out of this place of quarantine and into like whatever phase we all happen to be in, wherever you are. And, you know, we're sort of trying to figure out life. I still think we're sort of in, it's like a new phase brings new questions and new like navigating of things.
Right.
But I think it's just really, I think it's just funny how we're all just sort of trying to, you know, make it. Even if we're faking it.
I was going to say, we're faking it till we make it.
Make it till you make it.
Yeah, I kind of feel like that's how I've been all week long. Maybe even a little longer than that. Just kind of faking it for a while.
I did really good last week. Like, I put makeup on 3 days in a row, and then I was like, no, I'm good. I'm done.
I'm so proud of you.
And then we had, like, one of those... Well, we had two of those parade things that they're doing now, you know, where everybody drives their car by somebody's house.
Oh, yeah.
And so we had a birthday one and we had a graduation one. And I totally hung out the sunroof of the car. It was actually kind of fun.
That's so awesome.
I felt like a princess in a parade.
That's pretty cool. And then you FaceTimed me today and I look like junk.
I do have makeup on today, but I will tell you why. It is my anniversary, so I figured I should put on real pants and makeup and make myself look nice for my husband because I love him so much.
Yes. And how long have you guys been married today?
800 years. 800 years. 14 years. We've been married for 14 years. And it's sort of funny because I think back, we were babies. Like, we were babies. I mean, I was just getting ready to turn 20.
Wow.
And so you can do all the math and figure out how old I am, but we were just getting ready to turn 20. He was 24. Like, we were so naive about life and all the things.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't trade it for anything. I really wouldn't.
So. That's so good. Well, happy anniversary.
Thanks.
I know I've told you that already, but
I know. Well, I think it's, you know, I think coming into an anniversary for us, like we have little traditions of he always buys me a cake mm-hmm. for our anniversary because usually we're on vacation. Usually we go on vacation right about now and he always buys a cake for me and that's like our thing. And so the other day I was like, hey, babe, are you still planning on buying me a cake? He was like, I don't know. I hadn't thought about it. And I'm like, hello, cake. So he ended up coming home with two cakes.
Oh, that's funny.
But, you know, it's the little things. It's the little things after 14 years that you appreciate.
Yeah, I think that's kind of how we are. Once you get past a certain point, it's like anniversaries or, you know, sit on the couch and watch Netflix and
yeah,
have McDonald's or something.
For sure.
We don't really ever do anything special like that. I mean, my husband always makes it special too, but it's just not the same as when it was the first 5 years.
Oh, no. Because you feel like you have to like really go big. Like we've gone big for like the bigger anniversary. So like for our 10-year anniversary, he took me away.
Right.
You know, for the weekend. And so we've done things like on the bigger anniversaries and we try and get away. We were doing really well with date night, you know, before stupid coronavirus took over.
Yeah.
And I haven't been out on a date. No, I take that back. He took me for a ride in the car because, you know, that's what date night consists of now is riding around town in the car because you can't go anywhere else.
That's hilarious. Did you have your mask on?
I did not have my mask on. And as you can tell, you know, with coronavirus, we are present with our kids.
Right.
So they're with us. So if you hear them in the background, that's just our life.
Oh, hashtag mom life.
Yeah, for real.
So we do try really hard to tell them to be quiet before we go on and record our podcast every week.
That's just our life. So if you're listening to this podcast, you fully are aware and understand that, you know, we're just recording in the midst of life.
Right.
I, however, am hiding in my closet.
I was going to say, at least you do have a separate space. You have a closet you can go into, like with a nice comfy couch and your pillows. I'm in the middle of my dining room surrounded by chaos. My dog is snoring right here next to me. My kids are in the other room trying as hard as they can to be quiet.
Now listen, I
need to build a she shed, hence the she shed comment from the last podcast that we right did.
She's still working on that.
Yeah.
I however, in my defense of this chair in my closet, it is literally covered. I'm sitting on a pile of clothes that I just don't want to hang up. I'm pretty sure I sat on a 3-pound weight when I sat down because you know, I just throw everything in this chair. So it's just my place to hide. It's my place to sort of just sneak away. Nobody can find me and hide. Well, they can't find me. They do. They will.
I need a place like that. Can I redo my closet?
Sure. I've been telling you to redo your closet for a really long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we all need a place to hide, especially when you can't like go anywhere. Mm. I feel like I'm sort of entering this phase where there's like all this stuff in my head of ideas I have or things I want to do or things that need to be done. You know, we're nearing the end of the school year and we're trying to finish up those things. And we're thinking about next year because when you're a homeschool mom, like you're never not thinking about school.
Right.
And so I'm already working on stuff for next year and I have, you know, things that I'm working on for the church and for displaying grace and all the other things, all the various pots that I have my hand in. And so like, I'm trying to figure out, okay, where do I go from here? Like, right. what do I need to do? So we thought it would be fun to share. I've got some brainstorming tips for you. We thought this would be fun that we share some ways that you can brainstorm and I don't know, manage the junk that's happening in your brain right now.
Yeah. I like the term mental overload.
Yeah.
Since May is Mental Health Month, we're talking about mental overload or
this is
mental
our
overwhelm.
Contribution. Yeah. This is our contribution to the mental health conversation in May is how to deal with your mental overload. Because I think it's like, I think it's real deal, especially for mm-hmm. moms, for women who have a ton of things going on and their brain is everywhere. And maybe that's why I keep forgetting to put the coffee mug under the coffee pot, because my brain's all over the place. This conversation will benefit me, I'm sure.
Right. Tomorrow you'll wake up and you'll have a coffee cup under the coffee.
I'll remember, because we're going to literally like dump our brains. So I feel like step one to all of this is like, you have to dump all of that out. Like you have to, I love a legal pad. Like I buy them at Sam's. I mean, in the, you know, 1200 pack that they come in. I love a legal pad anyway. So I just like being able to have the notepad. I will take it. I will write brain dump on the top, and I will literally dump everything out of my head. So whether it's stuff for church, whether it's stuff for home, whether it's stuff for school, business, ministry, like whatever it is, I'm going to dump every single thing out of my head and onto paper. So cleaning the house, things that need to be done around the house, phone calls that I need to make, appointments that I need to change. I mean, everything. I dump it all out on paper. So, in fair disclosure, it's going to look like a hot mess. Like it's going to look crazy. There's going to be, like words everywhere. They're not going to be in a perfect line. You just want it to be enough to where you can make sense of it when you're done.
Right. Because you're not making a list. It's not like your to-do list. It's just throwing up.
Exactly.
Over paper.
Exactly.
Is like, that good? It's like throwing up.
Yes. That is perfect.
Word vomit.
It is literal word vomit. Like I don't like that word, but it is absolutely fitting because it is. It's word vomit. You're just going to put it all out on paper. Everything, anything that has come to your mind, even if you feel like, okay, this is irrelevant or not a big deal, write it down anyway.
Right, right.
Like even if it's just a thought you're thinking or something you're feeling or whatever, just write it all down because we'll sort it all out later.
Yeah.
So I think the whole purpose is to just dump everything that's in your head and heart and just put it on paper. And it may be like pages upon pages of this. Like it may go on for a while. You know, you may have a lot. Like the one I showed you earlier was like 4 pages, I think.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm not even done. Like that was just a partial brain dump. And so it's just things that are in my mind that I need to get out on paper. And so like the step that comes after that is sorting it out. So you're gonna take listen. You know, I love sticky notes and I love to color coordinate things. Okay.
I think it's more than love.
Okay. It's an obsession.
Yes.
It's an obsession and I'm okay with it. I've come to be secure in my obsession with color coding and sticky notes. It's just who I am. So anyway, I'm all about it. And so I think if you pick a couple of colors and kind of, you'll see how they fall into categories based on your life. Like you're not going to have the same categories that I have. Mm-hmm. Just like I'm not going to have the same that you do. So, you know, your house probably will fall under there, your family, your kids, possibly school if you're a homeschool mom or you're schooling at home right now. Maybe thoughts or, I don't know, different things. You're going to have different categories and you'll kind of see how they fall. And you can either just sort them into categories or highlight them based on categories. Sometimes I'll highlight them, just so I know, okay, this is what this is for. This is for work. This is for church. This is for, whatever. Mm-hmm. And you know, so that we'll just sort those out. And so when you sort them out into categories, you're going to be able to see, okay, I have all these things listed under my house that need to be done. So then you have to ask yourself the question, like, what's number one? What's the most important thing that needs to be done here? And sort them out in priority. And remember, like, when you dump all this out of your head, it's not all going to happen in a day. You're not going to be able to complete all these things in one day. You're not going to be able to do all of this stuff in a week. It's just so you can get things out of your head, sort them out, and then figure out what's priority and what can wait.
And I think that's one of the most important things for us to remember, especially as women, because I think we have a tendency to do this more than men. You know, knowing that when we, because I do this all the time. I will make a to-do list and it has like 15 things on it that I have to do or that I feel like I have to do and accomplish in one day.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I get only two or three of those things done at the end of the day, I'm like, I did nothing. Right. I did nothing. When in all reality, if I would have not set such high expectations for myself in, you know, and just kind of focus on one thing at a time, if the only thing that I get done today is the load of towels that needs to be done because we're out of towels and washcloths, then that's a win.
Yeah.
If my kitchen sink is clean and empty at the end of the day, then that's a win.
Right.
You know, we don't have to constantly look at our to-do lists and the things that we do or do not get done to define whether we had a win or a fail that day.
Well, and you have to sort of ask yourself this question, like, what's the three most important things I need to accomplish today?
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about that. You know, what are the three or four most important things? Like, if nothing else happens, these four things have to be done today. And, you know, we talked about, like, that could look like quiet time, homeschooling, cooking dinner, completing whatever chore needs to be done that day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if those four things get done, then that's a win. Maybe it looks like work having to be completed, or if you're completing counseling homework like I am, putting on pants, you know, brushing your teeth.
Taking a shower.
I give you full permission that those are the four wins you have for the day.
Yeah.
But you have to decide, okay, like, what's most important for me to complete on a daily basis? And then everything else is like icing on the cake. You know, it's just decoration. It's just extra. So you have to decide what is priority for me right now during the day. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, go from there. If you've completed those four things, then that's an amazing win for the day, because we kind of get in this place like where we're going to take the brain dump and we prioritize it and categorize it. We're going to look at that whole list and we're going to think, I have to accomplish all this right now.
Mm-hmm.
When in reality, no, you're going to accomplish one of those things a day, maybe, or one of those things a week. It's not the brain dumping is not to make you think you have a list of things to do. Like, I'll give you a good example. My brain dump is including thoughts that I am thinking about the new book that I'm working on. You know, so that's not necessarily a to-do list.
Right.
Those are thoughts. Those are thoughts that I'm writing on paper that I will tuck into my notes for the book that I'm working on.
Right. So you can't look at that and say, oh, well, I have all these ideas down, so I have to write a book in the next week.
Right.
Because it's not going to happen. It's not feasible for you to be able to do that.
No. And so you have to put realistic boundaries on yourself and know, okay, like, I am emptying my brain of these things for a reason. It's so that I can clear some mental clutter, so I can breathe, so I'm not anxious, so I'm not feeling out of control. I need to get these things out of my head and sorted and organized. My counselor refers to it as sorting mail. So, like, when the mail comes in, you are sorting your mail out, like, based on whether it's junk or whether it goes to your husband, whether it's a bill that needs to be paid, a letter that needs to be answered. You're going to sort your mail out where it needs to go. And we need to do the same thing with what's happening inside our heads.
I think it's such an awesome concept too, this brain dump thing, because, and you know, I've heard it before. I've heard people talk about this before, but not, it really, you've kind of put it in a different way than I've heard it before, because we've probably all seen the meme or whatever that's going around, or the little quote that's talking about how women have a filing cabinet in their head and it's like full of files, and inside of every file is 50 different pages, or like the computer, we have tons of tabs open, and on the tabs there's 50 different things going on. Because our brains just work that way. And it's no wonder that we get mental overwhelm or mental overload, whatever you want to call it.
Exactly.
And I think one of the most important things is we have to give ourselves grace. We have got to remember that, you know, like you said, if we just can accomplish these four most important things that we have to do each day, whatever that looks like for you, you know, then you can count that as a win and everything else is just extra. You know, and when you do one of those extra things, you'll feel that accomplishment too. But if you didn't get to that, or if you only got to two of the things on your list today, I mean, what, you know, if you were spent time in the Word with God this morning and you homeschooled your kids, but no chores got done and you've got to go get McDonald's chicken nuggets for supper tonight, that's okay. You can give yourself grace. Try again tomorrow. You know, I mean, really,
it is
because we beat ourselves up so much over not. And I know I do it. I do it constantly. Like, oh, I didn't get this done, and now I feel like nothing is done. And you know,
and it it equates to I'm not good enough, or I'm not a good enough mom, or a good enough wife, or
it's a vicious strong cycle, enough
woman, or whatever. Like, fill in all your blanks. And so I think, you know, our challenge and homework for you after you listen to this podcast is twofold. Okay. One, you're going to do your brain dump. You're going to let all your mental junk out onto a piece of paper and sort it out, categorize it. And then you're going to determine what's important, what's priority, what's your top four. Your top four, top five every day. What is your top things that have to be done every day? And so completing those two things, I think, is really going to help us have some clarity as we try and move forward and figure out what's next, or just even completing these things every week. You know, every, maybe it becomes a habit where every Sunday afternoon we do a brain dump and categorize and sort it out. And then we reassess our top five. What's our top five every day for this week? And just taking it one week at a time. And so I think that, that those are the baby steps that we need to be working toward. And I think it's good homework if you're really struggling with your mental clutter right now.
Your mental overload. Everybody
raise your hand, because we're all dealing with mental overload.
I don't know. It's like I've been saying on my Bible, I've been doing Bible study on Thursday nights with some women, and I keep telling them, you know, if there's a truth in God's word, and, you know, I say, if this is not you, if you're telling me that you don't do this, you need to go look in the mirror because your pants are on fire. So it's the same thing. If you are saying that you don't have mental overload sometimes, you need to check your pants, because if you're wearing pants, you need to check your pants. They're on fire. Because I think everybody does. I really do. I do think everybody has some form of mental overwhelm. And, you know, some people may be worse than others, or some people may be able to handle it a little bit better. That's maybe why we don't see them freaking out. But this will definitely help. I think this is such a good, such a good tool for us to have and utilize.
So your challenge is to complete your homework. You can share it on Instagram if you feel like, and tag us at Displaying Grace. But until next time, you can grab all the show notes for today's podcast at displayinggrace.com. So grab your coffee
and your Bible, and let's follow him together.